Welcome, one and all, to the new year. Have you set for yourself a resolution? Our business is to provide a framework that will enable you to set a bold resolution which will expedite and support your recovery and relief from the symptoms that you may currently be experiencing that are associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. Many people assert that resolutions need to stop bad habits. For example, I've heard people set resolutions that sound like the following. I'm going to quit smoking. Cold turkey it is for me. I'm going to discontinue these shopping sprees where I spend money recklessly and continue to go into debt as my credit cards go higher and higher and higher. I declare in my resolution that I'm going to stop this gambling that I've been doing at the casino. I resolve that I'm going to lose 20 pounds of weight. I'm going to stop interfering with the lives of my children. Enough is enough. I'm going to do really what is needed to stop my tremor. Enough is enough. I will stop my tendency to freeze, especially when I'm walking outside. Now, on their face, all of these resolutions sound reasonable, don't they? They do to me. The difficulty, the challenge, the problem, however, is all of these resolutions focus on a behavior that the person wants to discontinue. Because of the attention that is directed and devoted to each of these types of resolutions, which focus on stopping a behavior that they no longer want to see happen, you are actually feeding that particular behavior. You actually give that behavior energy. When you focus your attention on something that you want to stop doing, for example, stop smoking, stop gambling, stop eating so much, stop the control tendency, stop the tremoring, stop the freezing, you, as it turns out, are focusing attention and energy on what you do not want to see happen. This is why so many people give up on their resolutions after a week or two or even after a few days. Or, if you're like many individuals, you simply forget you resolve to do after a few days. The reason is these resolutions may actually be making the situation worse. That is, for a person who wants to lose weight, because you are focusing your attention on the problem of weight gain, you wind up gaining more than you actually wind up losing. What then should a healthy, should a powerful resolution look like for the new year? What you most want to see happen in your life, on manifesting your dreams, on doing and accomplishing what you have always wanted to do or to accomplish in your life. Some people say a New Year's resolution should be a tiny and consequential goal so that you can hold yourself to it. I say to that idea, why even bother? I say, formulate a little goal and you accomplish little. Formulate a bold goal and you accomplish the impossible. This is why I believe setting a bold New Year's resolution can be a powerful impetus to expediting your recovery from the symptoms that you are currently experiencing. This meditation then guides you through a series of resolution possibilities. My intention is to help you preview the broad array of possibilities. My hope is to challenge you with setting a bold resolution for the year. Together, may we all take setting a new year's resolution seriously. Let's all together make this new year the best year of our lives. I will now preview a large number of possibilities of resolutions that you might consider for the new year. Please don't take any notes or jot down any possibilities for yourself. Simply allow your mind to wander as I offer up many, many, many different possibilities. Some of these, of course, are not going to ring true at all. Some of them are going to be possibilities that you would never want to consider. So please simply disremember that I even mentioned them. The idea is to see if I can't encourage you to begin identifying a dream that you hold close to your heart that needs to be formulated into a New Year's resolution for yourself. What does then your heart say you would like to see happen for yourself this year? Let's consider your hopes for traveling. Have you ever heard yourself say the following? I have always dreamed of traveling to. And then how did you finish this sentence? I have always dreamed of visiting Israel. I have always dreamed of seeing Paris. I have always dreamed of going to Moscow. I have always dreamed of traveling to Buenos Aires. I have always dreamed of seeing New York City. I've always dreamed of going to Boston. I have always wanted to see Hawaii. I have always wanted to visit Cambodia. I have always wanted to go to Vietnam. I have always wanted to be in Thailand. One of my dreams is always to go to Australia. I have always dreamed of being in Berlin. I have always wanted to be in London. I have always wanted to see and experience Ireland. Where do you want to travel this year? Perhaps you've already visited one of these places or one of these places that come to mind. Perhaps you have even been there many, many times. What sites and what places do you want to visit this year? What people do you want to see and visit this year? How do you complete that sentence for yourself? Consider your possible wish to manifest money. Money really just happens to be energy. Have you ever heard yourself say the following? If I only had. And then how did you complete this particular sentence? If I only had $10,000, if I only had $50,000, if I only had $100,000 or $1 million or $10 million, then how much money do you want to have and manifest this year? How much money do you need to be totally and completely happy and fulfilled? How do you complete that sentence for yourself? Let's consider your creativity. Have you ever heard yourself say, I have always wanted to? And then, of course, there's something that fills in the end of that particular sentence. Let me now offer you a wide variety of possibilities. Of course, this is a limited and limiting list. I offer them really as prompts for whether or not these might in fact spark interest by you. And perhaps these might be possibilities you have voiced over the course of your life. I have always wanted to play the piano. I have always wanted to play the violin. I have always wanted to play the guitar. I have always wanted to play an instrument. Really, any instrument would do. I just would like to be able to play an instrument. I have always wanted to sing professionally. I have always wanted to sing in the church choir. I have always wanted to write music. I have always wanted to write the screenplay for a movie. Shoot, I've always wanted to be an actor in a movie. I've always wanted to knit a sweater for my child. I've always wanted to ride on a motorcycle. I've always wanted to ride a bike across the grand state of Montana or Iowa or Georgia or Virginia or New York or Pennsylvania or Michigan. I have always wanted to experience weightlessness. Wouldn't that be cool? Just like the astronauts. I have always wanted to parachute out of an airplane. Can you imagine? Parachute out of an airplane. I have always wanted to see auras. You know, those colors that other people can see around a person's body. I've always wanted to be a psychic, to get information about what's going to happen in the future. I've always wanted to be in a business of my own. And the dream of the business that I've always wanted to be in is, and allow your imagination to fill in the blank if this dream is applicable for you. I've always wanted to be a photographer. I've always wanted to be a videographer. You know, somebody who carries a video camera around and actually takes videos and makes documentaries. I've always wanted to have my own website so that I could write blogs. I could write my story so that other people could see it and read it. I have always wanted to be a painter, an artist. I have always wanted to be a sculptor. Somebody who sculpts with clay or wood or metal or stone. I have always wanted to fix things that are broken. I've always wanted to restore old cars. I have always wanted to renovate old houses. You know, those houses that were built many, many, many years ago, but have such substantial foundations and such character. I have always wanted to be an architect and design new buildings. I've always wanted to build new buildings myself. I have always wanted to build my own house. I have always wanted to create a new business, a business that no one else has thought about. I have always wanted to trade currencies. I've always wanted to be a political activist. I've always wanted to invent things, you know, be an inventor. I have always wanted to relate to my family in a new way. I have always wanted to be able to accept the gift of limitless energy each and every day. I have always wanted to hang out with the people I love. I have always wanted to write a book. It's been in my mind for a long time. All I need to do is write it now. I have always wanted to be a motivational speaker. I have always wanted to teach. I have always wanted to volunteer for an organization that is near and dear to me. I have always wanted to have the time that is necessary to learn more about. And here, allow your imagination to run wild. I have always wanted to. And now you fill in and complete this sentence for yourself. I have always wanted to. I have always wanted to. I have always wanted to. With the prompts I have given you, you may well have now thought of several resolutions that are at the top of your list. Allow and invite now one and only one resolution to float to the top of the list. One resolution that is truly near and dear to your heart. Allow this resolution now to float to the top of the list. When you think about this resolution, you get excited. You get a burst of energy. You become happy from the inside out. What now for you floats to the top of the list? What is your New Year's resolution for this new year? Make it bold. Make it big. Make it sing to the song your heart yearns to express. Make it a resolution that is yours and yours alone. Make it a resolution that will make each and every day an endlessly joyful and happy day for you and for your family. Formulate your resolution now. A dream, a wish, a hope that is near and dear to your heart. Something that you may have said, oh, I'll never do that. Why not? Why not make that a resolution of something you will, in fact, do this new year? The magic you see of formulating a bold and a big resolution this year is that as you focus your intention and your energy on manifesting your resolution, any and all symptoms you may be experiencing in the moment will take a back seat to making your resolution a reality. This year, nurture your resolution, not your symptoms. What then, I ask you, on this day at this time, is your bold resolution for the coming year? Sink in. Enter into that place of knowing and ask yourself, what is it that you need to make explicit? What needs to be your resolution for this coming new year? You very well may want to juggle and adjust the resolution that you have thought about over the course of this meditation. Feel free to do so, for the shorter meditations will invite you to make just those adjustments. But I beg you to continue to emphasize the importance of asserting a bold and a big resolution. Something that perhaps last year you thought you could not do. May your new thought forms energize your body, your heart, and your soul. Anything is possible this year. Absolutely anything. What you may have thought you couldn't make possible last year is possible today, is possible this year. Set the resolution, focus on the resolution, and make it so. This is Parkinson's Recovery, and of course, this is Robert Rogers. It has been a genuine delight to spend this new year's beginning with you. May you have a magnificent start to what will be a magnificent new year. Good day.